From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Suzanne Niles reading Honor's Reward by Kristen Heitzman. Now, let's begin with Honor's Reward. Prologue. The crack of gunshots smote the rugged crags above the pine-clad slopes, scattering the pristine quiet. Foam-flecked horses strained against the harness as the coach careened along the narrow bend of mountainside road. The iron-banded wheels flew up and slammed down as the road cut back on itself. Earth and rocks crumbled away down the steep embankment. New shots sounded from the woods ahead, and the stage driver jerked back in the seat, stunned by the impact that bloodied his chest. The horses plunged on, but the weight of the Concorde carried it over the side, yanking the horses down from behind. Over and over the coach and horses tumbled before one final plunge scattered them among the pines at the base of the cliff. Crete Marlowe reined in and peered through the clearing dust to the wreckage below. The smell of carnage rose up to him as he watched for movement, however unlikely. Beside him, Jackson Finn dismounted and followed his gaze. "Think they're dead?" Crete held his peace, waiting as another man rode up from behind and climbed down off his saddle.
"Woo-wee. That's one nasty bend in the road."
Crete scowled at the large half-breed Sioux.
"Suppose you leg it down there, Washington, and see what's left."
Crete jabbed his chin toward Finn.
"Go with him and bring the box."
"What if they ain't dead?"
"Just get the box."
Crete watched them slid down the rutted slope. He rubbed a hand.